That's jazz legend and saxophonist Wayne Shorter playing one of his hits, Speak No Evil. Shorter died yesterday at the age of 89. His work and compositions shaped jazz for over 50 years. And to help us remember his contributions to music, we've called NPR music commentator Michelle Mercer. She's also author of Footprints, The Life and Work of Wayne Shorter. Michelle, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Wayne Shorter's career spanned more than half of a century, but early on he worked alongside legends like Miles Davis. How did those early days shape his career?
Wayne was a hero to everyone in the jazz world, largely because of that history. You know, his career in jazz evolved with jazz over the 20th century. You know, he was one of its architects. He started playing music, saxophone, as a teen in the 1940s when bebop still reigned supreme. And in those formative years, he really identified profoundly with the imagination and originality of bebop, you know, with its music and culture. And then he moved on to the Miles Davis group in 1964. And I think there, that's where he really sort of coalesced into Wayne Shorter, the composer that we knew for the rest of his career.
In 2013, he spoke with NPR. Let's listen here to Wayne Shorter reflect on his music.
Jazz shouldn't have any mandates. Jazz is not supposed to be something that you're required to sound like jazz. For me, the word jazz means I dare you.
I dare you. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We call these Wayne-isms. Wayne loved to speak in allegory, in riddles, in one-liners. One time on tour, he had a Q&A with some young music students, and one of the students innocently asked Wayne where he liked to play music most. And he meant, you know, in concert halls or clubs or outdoors. And Wayne's answer was classic Wayne. He said, "You can't worry about your environment or let a setting impact or control your performance. Because if you think there's an ideal place to play music, you should know there's a little cat sitting on a suitcase waiting for you, all packed. That little cat is named Karma." And he's saying, "Where are we going next?" So, you know, this was a pretty reasonable standard question, but Wayne's answer was not. Characteristically, you know, he used humor and metaphor to turn his answer into a little Buddhist consciousness-raising session.
Wow. Let's listen to some more of the music. This is Footprints. What made that music so good, so innovative?
I think what is so unique about Wayne as a composer is that no matter who's playing his song, one of his songs, one of his tunes, it still sounds like him. And I think what's so remarkable about his melodies and harmonies is how they can take people places in their imagination that they didn't expect. So he composes these simple, even singable melodies that no one could create, and then he juxtaposes those melodies with harmonies that kind of come from an entirely different direction, and it just makes the tunes come alive in a very unique light.
Now, you wrote a book about Wayne Shorter. I imagine you knew him pretty well. What were you hearing from his friends and family in the final days?
You know, in Wayne's final days, as his family and close friends were exchanging our final messages of love with him, he said, "It's time to go get a new body and come back to continue the mission." And in Wayne's Buddhist perspective, you know, there are no beginnings, there are no endings. For him, this lifetime was one of many lifetimes. Death is a transition. It's, you know, almost just like a costume change for the next act or the next phase. But, you know, Wayne Shorter was a one-of-a-kind character. And I think because of how he made improvisation a way of life, because of his uncompromising and unique artistic vision, and because of his deep history in the jazz world, his passing does leave a void in the culture. So what I'm hearing from his friends and colleagues is a sense of responsibility to kind of step up and practice those Wayne-like qualities themselves, you know, as well as they can. So, you know, Wayne Shorter has left us with the inspiration to realize ourselves, our art and lives, even if we can only do it a fraction as beautifully as he realized his art and life. But, you know, what an incredible legacy that is.
Michelle Mercer is author of Footprints, The Life and Work of Wayne Shorter, the jazz legend who died yesterday at the age of 89. Michelle, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.